This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
We're drinking the conditioning!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost a nuclear plant implosion. It's just pancakes.
It's just
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control. UFOs.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attacks is accidental. Some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian, stop! Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being CNN. Fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Yes, it is, my friends. Wow. Here we are, Wednesday, the 9th day of May, 2018. I'll be here for the next 4 hours. Then Roger Stone, Owen Schroeder in the War Room. Zach from High Level Intelligence in the U.S. will be joining us with his take on the unprecedented Israeli strike yesterday just south of Damascus at one of their largest air bases, killing a bunch of Syrians, Iranians, and reportedly maybe even some Russians. Israel launched it within an hour of Trump withdrawing from the Iran deal, but very little coverage. I went on CNN last night, 5 hours after, 6 hours after, zero coverage, which is really bizarre, but I've got a take on why that's happening. We've got Beth Chapman, of course, who works with Dog the Bounty Hunter, to break down how bizarre it is as well that Google is coming in saying that they're going to ban bail bondsmen and bail bonds ads. Just like we now know Broward County's gone from lying to defending it, that the shooter there, Nicholas Cruz, was in a anti-racism program where criminals that had committed a bunch of crimes were threatening to kill people are not sent to jail or juvenile detention. They're just basically turned loose, and so that he was actually protected. That's incredible. So that ties into Europe letting Muslims rape children as young as 10 years old. Finland's Supreme Court just ruled on Tuesday. No, it was Monday. I saw it on Tuesday. That Muslims are allowed to rape children because it's their culture. Talk about hospitality. When I say that on air, it sounds insane. It doesn't sound real, but it's mainstream news. They're very proud of it. So that's coming up. Leo Zagami is going to be on for at least 45 minutes of the second hour to take your phone calls. And here's the deal. A lot of people claimed, rappers and other folks, they've been on secret societies or in elite secret societies. Zagami, we never make a big deal about it when he's been on the show, but Zagami has been in the real Illuminati, at least a large branch of it in Rome. It's his family's aristocratic and part of the establishment. And I know people that also are, let's just say, on the periphery or groups connected to that that have confirmed. And this guy never makes a big deal about it, but I mean, we're going to interview a real former member of the Illuminati.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, three U.S. hostages that have been held in North Korea for a long, long time are on their way back with the director of the CIA, now the Secretary of State, Mr. Pompeo. Another big victory for Trump, another signal that North Korea is going to denuclearize and begin the process of merging with the South. I first told you that on March 8th, a full month before it was ever in the news, that they had already agreed tacitly to Trump's demands under the massive maximum pressure sanctions, as Trump dubbed it. And I also said that the South also was in talks with them to merge in a 10-year plan with the North, starting with an economic trade deal and coal-powered stations. That's word for word what I told you. And then last night I noticed in the Associated Press that South Korea handed over a thumb drive with a reunification economic plan to start now and to go over the next 10 years ahead of full unification with a part two 10-year plan, but the first 10-year plan to begin coal-powered stations and factories. Word for word, and I asked the source from the White House, State Department connected, while I was given this in March while I was on vacation in Colorado for a week, and they said, because we want to boost your credibility, because they're trying to destroy your credibility, son. That's what these giant disinfo campaigns are all about. So we're going to keep giving you pieces of intelligence ahead of others, because CNN and MSNBC and Soros can't stand it, son. And there you go. Speaking of that demonization campaign, let's first play a clip of the embattled, corrupt governor of New York's brother, the same governor's right-hand man who's been caught reportedly savagely beating women and calling them brown slaves, as a champion of the Me Too movement, of course. And then he's got his little brother on CNN, who's known to be a drunk driver, hit-and-run individual, who hit-and-run right in front of the town square, but he's allowed to. He's a Cuomo. Here's a guy saying, I'm a horrible, evil person, with Roger Stone last night. But before we go to that clip, here he is telling you, like you're a dog, that you're not allowed to read WikiLeaks. Here it is.
Also interesting is, remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us. And in full disclosure, let's take a look at what is in there and what it means. Joining us now, CNN.
And then it wasn't full disclosure. It was a total whitewash with diversionary stuff. He didn't cover CNN being given the questions ahead of time. CNN giving the questions to Donna Brazile ahead of time. He didn't cover stuff like that, or Hillary actually running CNN, the New York Times, MSNBC with her staff daily telling them what headlines to have, how to cover things. Sounds exhausting, doesn't it? But Cuomo's back. saying, well, Alex Jones is such a horrible person. He said those horrible things about the Sandy Hook parents. No, I never said anything about the Sandy Hook parents other than my listeners pointed out anomalies that many people, including myself, thought meant it could be staged. And we have that right as citizens under the First Amendment. Paul Watson got on me, Aaron Dykes got on me, and we've released the emails from the year after saying we think this is bull and we don't like it and we think these families look legitimate. And so I said, you know, I respect you guys, and I started softening my stance. But I'm allowed to question things when we have babies in incubators that never happen to get us into a war that kills millions of people. You got Hillary lying about being in combat in Serbia, being shot at on tarmacs, not true. Brian Williams lying about being shot down in helicopters. Lies about WMDs that killed hundreds of thousands more, including tens of thousands of our troops. And now Newsweek, CNN, last week admitting that the White Helmets have lost U.S. funding because they are ISIS al-Qaeda connected and have been caught staging the fake chemical attack that almost took us to war 3 weeks ago. So see, I question that because the White Helmets have been caught doing it before. Doesn't matter how many Netflix TV shows they have. And again, we reported that in Broward County there was a police stand down, according to witnesses we had on and local news clips. Now it's confirmed. Broward Superintendent Defends Program, which shielded school shooter over 4 years, Nicholas Cruz, from arrest as he vandalized, as he attacked, as he threatened to kill and murder people with firearms. The police were called 22 times. The FBI was called 3 times. Now, what does CNN and Como do when I have local news clips that they don't want seen, that national news doesn't cover, but are on 3 local TV stations, and we have 2 students on saying the exact same thing, that there were deputies standing down everywhere, not just 1, not just 2, not just 4, but more than 10? What are they going to do? They're going to say that I said no one died in Florida at Parkland. And they had the Washington Post saying that I attacked a woman with the same name as Emma Gonzalez, but with no link, no proof, total lie. They're never going to drop this. So I'm going to make films about it all. I'm going to go knock on doors. I'm going to visit everybody. I'm going to make this a huge issue because they want it to be my Waterloo, and it's not. And my top lawyer, one of the top First Amendment lawyers in the country, went to a D.C. conference over the weekend, and I'm trying to get him to write an article or come on the show about it. And he said, no, they're definitely trying to set a precedent, to set a statute to overturn the First Amendment. He didn't believe this before. Using you, claiming you're causing violence and threats on people, he said, I have saw multiple law professors on the stage saying Alex Jones killed people at the pizzeria in D.C. It's now that I killed people and people died from Pizzagate that I didn't even create. And they're saying that I got people killed in connection to Sandy Hook. So they're basically saying I killed the kids at Sandy Hook. This is a way to defame me. So it is next level, ladies and gentlemen. And when they set the precedent, they were saying this on the stage, they're going to say they can preemptively ban entire groups of people from speech and overturn the First Amendment. So it's now official. And my lawyer, Mark Balin, didn't fully believe me when I was telling him this. He said, no, it's true. I was there. I saw it at a top conference. They are saying they're going to end the First Amendment. And that you killed people at the pizza place. That is just insane. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I killed people. He walked over to these professors after they spoke. He said, nobody died there. And they did nothing to say. They know it's not true. It's cuckoo level disinfo. But let's go out to break with Roger Stone on Como, where he's demonizing. Here it is.
What do you say is the best reason to read Roger Stone's book?
Well, what's interesting to me is when I post the link to buy this book on Google, within hours, they call it spam. When I post an ad to buy it at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, they call it, they reject the ad. This kind of internet censorship is very, very dangerous. It's what we're experiencing at InfoWars. I do a show there.
Hey, by the way, who is?
The tech left. The large
tech left? Company.
Yes, indeed. So I do a show, as you do, 5 days a week. It's a lot of work. I can't get my show loaded on YouTube, my InfoWars show, because it's controversial. I'm against censorship.
You know what the problem is with InfoWars. You know what Alex Jones has done in the interest of publicity.
And you're familiar with the First Amendment, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, on that basis, I don't think anybody should.
Just because you have the right to say something doesn't mean it's right to say it.
Millions and millions of people are
hearing the Newtown people. You can't be on board.
I don't. I disagree with some of the things he has said, but even he has backed off that. The point is censorship, and we're struggling to stay alive because we can be arbitrarily censored, and that is dangerous.
All right. Roger Stone, thank you for making the case. Your book is Stone's Rules, How to Win at Politics, Business, and Style. Roger Stone.
The book's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps us fund our operation. But CNN knows. CNN has quarterbacked trying to get YouTube to ban us using lies they put out about us. It's tortious interference.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, from tree to the ground, shattered from the sound. The death machine makes all the land, it's gaining pound for pound.
So it's official. My lawyer went to a big Democrat lawyer convention, and they openly said they're going to end the First Amendment, and they're going to ban all conservatives from speech, and they're going to use yours truly as the test case of disinformation and lies to create the case law and the cases. And they are saying that I murdered people and I have killed people at the pizza place in D.C. That is the level on the stage, law professors, saying I murdered people in D.C. or I caused murders in D.C. This is the magnitude of I mean, they're making their move. My lawyer yesterday was verbally shaking his head over the phone. He said he just couldn't believe it. He'd never seen anything like it. Total lying hysteria. Speaker after speaker after speaker. And you call the ACLU, you call other big groups, and they go, we know they're attacking Jones. We know they're ending the First Amendment. We're not getting involved. They're making their move, folks. That's why they had this professor in Slate Magazine Friday say, censorship isn't enough. Jones must be banned from the Internet, and all school children must be taught he is evil. And then there were multiple news articles without me even looking out of Kansas City and out of Austin, Texas, written the same with a local grandfather and a father going to the school and teaching the girls how evil I am last week and the girls becoming sick. Each article said they became sick. They put the template out. They probably didn't even visit the schools. And then you're reading in the paper, the girls became frightened. They became sick. They were shown Alex Jones. This is like I'm living in a 1984 movie. We must go to all the schools and teach the children he is evil. Do, 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 do. Cue Rod Serling, please. Now, that said, let me tell you all the news coming up today. Why are they mad? Because all over the foreign press, including the German news, and even the British news, even though they're so controlled, it still came out that the rebels launched the last three chemical attacks and then got caught doing the fourth one. And the kids that they showed that supposedly died are fully alive on international television, including Germany's top TV station, saying we were told we'd be given dates and candy if they could spray water on us. And they put green makeup on them to make them look dead. And it's the exact kids on TV. They're flying 15 of them around Europe on a tour right now. And then Trump saw it last week and withdrew U.S. support of over $50 million a year to the White Helmets. Now, of course, this broke 3 weeks ago with respected investigative journalists out of the U.K., but now even CBS News is having to report it. And do you know in the internal Google documents that came out late last year that Mike Cernovich got us in November when he came and visited with his wife? Google said, no, those are real documents. and we made a mistake. We're not going to ban Alex Jones. And the documents were millions of dollars to hire third-party firms to go and manipulate their algorithm, because Google didn't want to touch its algorithm then. They've now broken it. It doesn't even work anymore. It's all screwed up. They broke the algorithm. But at least last winter, they weren't ready to do it. So they were hiring companies to downvote InfoWars, oh, and Ron Paul. Now, there's the article. You can scroll down if you're a TV viewer or visiting InfoWars.com and actually see the documents. And why did they say? They said they exposed that the chemical weapons attacks were staged by ISIS and the White Helmets. Oh, and a year later, because that was last April, the article's from November, December, they launched it again, and it didn't work. All the fake videos that CNN showed are now admittedly fake. I mean, it's not as if you need to be a weapons inspector that actually goes there to know that. You can watch the videos, but the weapons inspectors did get there. And the rebels were shooting at the American inspectors because they didn't want them in there to prove it didn't even happen. Now, that's good news because the last three times they launched real chemical attacks, and they killed a bunch of innocent people. So at least this time they got a little more moral, I guess, in ISIS, where they didn't have any chemicals. And so they just said it happened. But if you're a radio listener, you're not seeing this. I'm showing CBS News admitting the rebels staged a chemical attack that didn't even happen and ran a bunch of neighborhood kids through the local hospital and then kicked the regular doctors out. The White Helmets did at gunpoint and then had their guys dress up in white lab coats and then do some of the worst acting I've seen. I mean, a 10-year-old, you know, kids in a 10-year-old play. 10-year-olds in a play, you do a better job than this. This is the height of bad acting. And now we know it's acting. So why do they hate us? Because every time we're one of the only outlets in the U.S. that will tell you the truth. And they know truth's infectious. Just like we told you the day after it happened, we had two different students on. We showed videos from three different newscasts of other students in Parkland saying there were deputies all over the place. They lined their cars up. They waited 10, 15 minutes outside till it was all over. David Hogg was at home. He didn't get there till after. He wasn't there till after, so he couldn't have shot the videos inside. I'm not even saying that. The students were saying this. And then Hogg later admitted it. No, I was at home and rode my bike. Well, how are you there going, he's outside shooting right now. I'm in there with the teacher. I don't know what went on there. I mean, people died. And I'm not saying Hogg's a crisis actor. I'm saying that they didn't want that out. And that's why they want us off the air. But here's the good news. Everybody knows how to watch this stuff now. InfoWars is just big. And these old, crotchety, brain-dead globalists who got one foot in the grave, they think they can shut us up and then shut everybody else up. Good luck. You're the ones collapsing. You're the ones falling apart. Trump's talking about not giving you your press credentials because you're certainly not press. CNN. He won't shut up even after he goes to you. You take over his events. Absolutely. Fake news is working overtime. Just reported that despite the tremendous success we're having with the economy and all the other things. 91% of the network news about me is negative. Fake. Why do we work so hard in working with the media when it's corrupt? Take away credentials? Yeah, see, they want to take away our entire First Amendment. Trump's just talking about kicking them out of the White House. And that's not censorship. It's CNN calling for InfoWars to be shut down. They're an un-American criminal organization that's bankrolled by George Soros and other crime bosses. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, dissertation, but I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Back, so I was a little bit late getting into the seat here, from the Washington Post, where they put out an article very sneakily, very devilishly, very underhandedly, saying that I said there's another Emma Gonzalez who's a crisis actor who isn't a crisis actor and that she's getting death threats. We never said it. None of our guests ever said it. It's a total fraud. And here's the smart mouth response we got back from the reporter at Paquette at washpost.com or Bezos Disinformation Command Center. Hi, Kit. Ryan told me he gets his news from the blogosphere and people like Alex Jones. As the piece notes, he prefers to follow people who publish conspiracy theories, and that's where he learned about Emma. Hope that clears things up. Yeah, you just republished the same thing in this email that you put out in your so-called publication. And again, it's not this stuff's even hurting me. This is how they continue to put it out, and then you'll see these individuals on TV going, just stop, Alex. Look what you did to Emma. Stop saying she's a crisis actor. Stop saying no one died. My goodness, man. The Washington Post is begging you to quit. And that's the tactic they use, and that's why America hates these people so much, that they had to be propped up by the richest man in the world who made $12 billion 2 weeks ago in one day. Bezos, the big sweatshop owner that now owns, you know, Whole Foods, as the quality plummets there on record. And you got Carlos Slim, the corrupt kingpin that made, some say, $9 billion, some say $6 billion, but over $6 billion on the Obama phones. See, behind every little free goodly, behind everything fun, for the, all the little freebies, there's some type of screw job by these guys. All their money always comes from inside deals. This poor woman, after he learned about it on Alex Jones, that she was a crisis actor, is now under attack and being threatened. Look what Jones has done. We heard from some guy. He got it from Jones. Show where I said it. That's how they fence the lie. You know, when you steal something, you go to a pawn broker, a pawn shop, and they fence the theft. They put a layer of deception. They go, oh, I talked to a guy who says he heard it from you, and now we're going to say it. And I heard from a guy there's WMDs in Iraq. And I heard from a guy there's that the moon's made out of cheese. Okay, let me hit some of the big headlines. We got a jam-packed guest today. Leo Zagami, we advertised him as the best-selling author on the Vatican that predicted that this current head of the Jesuit order would become the next pope, and that you would have two popes at one time. And he just predicted everything because he has been a member of the real Illuminati. And, you know, we never really advertised Zagami as that. But he really is somebody who has been, let's just say, at the first few levels of groups that maybe only a few thousand people are in. The real P2, the real outer circles of the Illuminati. And he's also been inside the Knights of Malta. He's been inside high-level Islamic orders. And I never really advertised him as, you know, inside a real Illuminati operative. Coming up today, an exclusive discussion with an Illuminati operative or former Illuminati operative, Leo Zagami. But that's really who he is. I've been to Rome. I've met with him. He's led us into places nobody else can get into. He knows the Swiss Guard, all of it. And but the real proof is, I've known Zagami for 12 years, none of his work longer. The real proof of the pudding is his predictions, his accuracy, his everything. He almost won the Italian Senate race. They threw him in a mental institution for a week and put it in the news so that he didn't win by a few points. So he's quite a mover and shaker over in Italy, over in Rome. So this will be an interesting discussion with Leo. You know, he didn't think he was coming on about that today, just about the Vatican and take your phone calls. But I thought, why not have him get into why he knows all this? By the way, I said get him on at 15 after. Let's go and get him on about 10 after. I got a few things I got to cover at the start of the next hour, but then I want to go right to him so he can break this down because this is really inside. You want the inside baseball? This is coming up. This is the type of thing I should promote for like a week coming up. But then I just get so close to the info, I'm going like, okay, Leo Zagami. Or the other big guest we have on. But a little bit of pre-hype here, something I don't normally do because it definitely warrants it. Beth Chapman, the national president of the Bounty Hunter Association, is talking about Google saying no to Bell's bondsman ads and how that's part of this agenda to legalize crime around the country and the world. And we guys pulled from yesterday's stack, my whole stack on that. Okay. And then also how they're legalizing Islamic crime and how they're Parkland shooter was also in a similar program and allowed to make death threats and vandalize and physically attack people because his last name was Cruz. Even though he wasn't even Hispanic, they went, oh, we're not going to put you in this jail. We're just going to let you roam free because we're not racist. That's right, an anti-racism program. They stood down on purpose at every level. Physically that day, for years while he threatened to kill everybody, he was known as the school shooter. And our crime was exposing it, so they lied and said we said no one died, and it was fake. To again lie to you. But guess what? Everybody knows the white helmet staged the attacks now. That's CBS News. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows that Broward County stood down. Evidence is pointing towards on purpose to let it happen. Another blue city where all these things happen so they can blame gun owners. Yet again, how bombshell is that? Now, when we come back, Trump's getting three hostages back. Israel struck Syria yesterday at one of their major airports. Almost no coverage of that. That says something. We're going to have Zach popping in to cover that and more in the next segment. But first, ladies and gentlemen, if you believe in this broadcast and you want to stand against the rushing torrent of globalist disinformation and attempts to shut us down, if you want to see this operation get stronger in the face of the enemy, shop with the good guys at InfoWars Store, one word, InfoWarsStore.com. There's big fat links on InfoWars.com, on NewsWars.com, on EuropeWars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com. And I want you to try Super Blue, fluoride-free, concentrated, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine toothpaste. Almost everyone that orders it reorders it. It is our overall best-selling product. It's not a real profit center because it's a low price item, but we have the mouthwash, the immune gargle in three different sizes, also fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. All of it together, 50% off and free shipping. Or you can buy them all individually, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. And then I want you to try the ultimate turmeric product. Bodies with a 95% curcuminin level, 400 plus milligrams of it alone with what? Six other known incredible anti-inflammatory antioxidants that help accelerate it. Turmeric is well known. Well, this is the strongest that we could go out and find from anywhere, and it's super high quality. Bodies, whole body support. It's just been out one run and sold out quickly, but I'm doing it 50% off because I want you to try it. 4.9 stars on Power Reviews. Unprecedented. Only X2 has a review that high. I want you to try the ultimate turmeric product, Bodies, 50% off at InfoWars Life, InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best exposé on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to go to the library, to go to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Everyone knows that I'm a big supporter of President Trump.
Everybody knows.
And that I like what he's doing, bringing sovereignty back to the country. You know a man by his enemies, George Soros, Hillary, the globalists. They have been deindustrializing this country by design for decades. So I'm still a big Trump supporter. But when he struck the Syrian airbase last year, I said, listen, that may satiate the warmongers. But we know that the White Helmets and ISIS and Al-Qaeda have been caught staging chemical attacks before. And then U.S. and U.N. inspectors went and said it was the rebels again. They have the motive. Well, this year in April, they were pulling out. The Russians were leaving. The U.S. was announcing they were leaving. Yesterday, the final pockets of ISIS in Syria were pushed out. That was announced in the morning. Trump gives a speech. Within an hour of it, Israel starts launching missiles. at a large air base south of Damascus, the capital of Syria. And what's even crazier is, 6 hours later, I'm going to bed after I'd even covered it. So it was about 8 hours after it happened. And no coverage on CNN. Almost no coverage anywhere, but a little bit on Fox, a little bit on Infowars.com. Drudge Report had a link. What if Iran responds? Well, a missile got fired, we're now learning, from a country outside Saudi Arabia and almost hit the imperial palace. So Zach, who again is an expert on the Middle East, expert on Libya, soon may be revealing his identity to everybody. He's been on television and been in print before. He's a known quantity to us. He's got a lot of information for us about how dangerous this is. I shot a live video after Trump's speech yesterday at about 4, right as this was starting, not even knowing, saying this could trigger a large Israeli-Iran war. People are like, oh, you're being a warmonger. Well, now mainline analysts are saying that, but I think we pretty much have a war with missiles, ICBMs being fired out of, you know, Yemen, clearly by Iranian-connected forces, into Riyadh, and you know, these tit-for-tats going back and forth. So is this Israeli response a tit-for-tat from missiles fired months ago, or is it part of the larger Saudi Arabian civil war? Zach, thanks for joining us.
Yes, Alex, it's great to be back on and be able to connect some dots here, provide some context to the situation that's going on, because what's going on is very critical. What's occurring as we speak is Iraq 2.0. The war with Iran is in full effect now, and it's just beginning. What we have to understand is it's no coincidence that Israel strikes this town in Kiswa, just south of Damascus. I mean, really within minutes after Trump signs the changes there, getting rid of the Iran deal. This is very dangerous, and I'm going to pretext with this. I support Donald Trump. I like Donald Trump, but he does not receive blind trust, because what's going on right now in Iran is on behalf of the Saudi Arabians and has to do with the military-industrial complex 100%. Okay, the hypocrisy is so amazing in its entirety. So let's just give people some context here. So it's Saudi Arabia, Israel, and deep state elements of our U.S. government that have pulled off 9/11. Okay, but now ever since then, Iran is this culprit. It's unbelievable, and it's a huge, huge problem. And the idea that, oh, you're being sensational, this isn't a war. Ladies and gentlemen, they're striking missile sites in Syria that are Iran ran. We have 15 soldiers, Quds forces out of Iran being killed, 2 civilians there. You have the Houthis in Yemen shooting Scuds there at Riyadh, and even ballistic missiles. A lot of stuff was shut down. Firefights in the countries. It's going down. All while, it's no big deal. People are acting like nothing's going on. This is everything. This is the perpetuation of war in the Middle East, the military-industrial complex.
By the way, when I talked to you last night, just a few hours into this, you said, look at the amnesia. Look how there's no coverage. And that's critical. And now a day later, there's almost no coverage of this. What does that signify?
It's crazy. People can't connect the two dots. All of a sudden, Saudi Arabia's our closest ally. How could that be? Iran bad, Saudi Arabia good. Folks, I got some news for you. Saudi Arabia is bad, bad, bad news. Okay, but we want to go over there, wave swords, build this empire. I get it. If we're going to work, they're going to reform. I get it. But when we're talking about destabilizing the Middle East and really carrying out the plan, we got a big problem here. So because I got a big problem right here with Donald Trump. What happened to Donald Trump on the stage telling Hillary Clinton that, it's a good thing like a guy like you wouldn't be in office, and he cuts her off and says, yeah, because you'd be in jail. Well, here's the thing, bud. You are in office, and she's not in jail. And, in fact, we're starting a new war. So what's going on here? For all the good you're doing, and you're doing good, this is not good. And I'm not going to have blind allegiance here, because this is about war. This is about global peace. And what's going on here is nothing more than doing the bidding of the Saudi Arabias, because they are the highest bidders at the table, and they are not our friends. They are the highest bidders. We are business partners, but we are not friends. It's the hypocrisy is amazing. And this is the big issue. They stress that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Is that right? All right, well, let me speak to the listeners right now. We're all Second Amendment supporters, right? We're Second Amendment supporters here. We understand the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. So we've been running this whole line of when it comes to the nukes, the whole na-na-na-boo-boo, we have nukes but you can't too game. How can that be? Let's look at track records. If I was a sovereign country, you better believe I'm trying to get nukes. And how are you going to have the moral high ground and tell me that I can't use them when you're the only entity?
Well, here's the other issue. If the globalists weren't global, and doing this actually promote American values, it'd still be wrong, but it wouldn't be as bad. the globalists hate America and hate our freedom are the ones trying to destabilize the Middle East and kick out good actors or neutral actors to put bad ones in to work with Turkey to try to conquer Europe.
And the countries under, like we talked about, amnesia, it's a very frightening amnesia with the apocalypse of information and all the collage of chaos, everything that's going on. And, you know, you'll hear these people and they'll come out and this will be the justification. Well, the lawmakers in Iran are burning American flags and chanting death to America. Well, I got a news flash for you. I'll take you to 100 college campuses as we speak in this own country and show you kids burning flags and chanting death to America. Don't act like the deep state, the Democrats, Black Lives Matter, and all the other factions here aren't doing the same things. So don't justify the perpetuation of the military.
Exactly. Let me explain that psychological warfare equation and dialectic. The big mega foundations, Ford, Carnegie, Rockefeller, all fund hate America, hate the police, hate the military, hate free market when they're the ultra rich because they want a domesticated population. That's all declassified. They have America do their dirty work, then they own publications worldwide that then demonize America and blame it, telling people that Americans all back this, so when they bring America down to China, down the road, the world accepts it as a good thing. So that's how sophisticated this is.
Absolutely. The idea that this is about, you know, peace and cleaning things up, this is about money and oil, okay? Unfortunately, the greatest export in this country is war and entertainment. And sadly, they have merged, and the public has bought it. They have bought it. What is this, perpetual war? We're just going to build an empire? I'm not here to stick up for Iran. I'm America first, truly through and through. That's just where it is. But the idea, if we're going to look at track record and, you know, see who's in the empire building business, it's very clear here. So we have to stand up, and we can back Trump on certain fronts here. But what's going on here is this weird military-industrial complex, empire building in conjunction with Saudi Arabia to take over the Middle East as we take over the rest of the world and eventually...
Sure, sure. But just what Wesley Clark broke down 10 years ago. But let's give him near-term, short-term, near-future, how this can kick off into a wider war very quickly if the Iranians or the Syrians, as you said in our text messages, even flinch.
Okay. So we see how crazy what went on in Syria is. Obvious false flag, completely fabricated, terrible acting, you know, brings on a strike there. So with the speech in the Iran deal being signed, he didn't say that we're going to strike Iran. In certain terms, he kind of did, basically warning them. But what he did do was give the go-ahead to Israel and other actors there in the region to pull off false flags, to do whatever they have to do. And, of course, with ironclad support, we'll have Israel's back. And, unfortunately, certain other factions in that country is back there. So what was done in that deal was given Israel the okay, because this is Bibi's last stand. They've been trying to pull this off forever. And I have a real problem with it, because it's Saudi Arabia, Israel, and deep state factions of our government that pulled off 9/11, make no mistake. Okay? Not our own government, but deep state factions in those two other countries without question. Everyone forgot about the boogeyman bin Laden. That's not even the zeitgeist anymore. People don't even use that name anymore. But where was that military-industrial complex creature created and funded? Oh yeah, Saudi Arabia. Like, give me a break here. We got big problems here, and it's all I understand the enthusiasm, I understand the momentum.
Sure. Well, let's, Zach, stay there.
Great.
We're coming back in 2 minutes to put bookends on this and getting the latest on Mueller and what your take is on that, your intel is on that. And then Leo Zagami is going to join us inside the Vatican, inside a very deep branch of the Masonic Illuminati for real. That's coming up. Please don't forget, they're trying to censor us. They're trying to block us. On the local AM you're listening to, or FM, please support them. Please spread the word about the local station. Same thing for local cable, local TV. Please spread the word. Buy an ad in the newspaper. Put up a billboard. This is a war. We need your help, so thank you all for your help. And please shop with the good guys. 50% off our entire family of Super Blue, fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine, toothpaste, and our Ultimate Bodies turmeric formula, 50% off. I decided to do that, even though supplies are running low. I want to get those of you off the fence that haven't tried it, and I think you're going to get hooked. We'll be back with the second hour. Stay with us.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295.
866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful form.